Yeah, without an invitation to start to shift into practice space. Settling into your seat, finding your feet on the floor, getting comfortable. Starting to take some deep breaths. Deep, slow, nourishing breaths. Big inhales, feeling into that three-dimensional expansion of your rib cage, of your abdomen as well. Letting your inhale be full without stressing, without straining. At the top of your inhale, just let your breath flow naturally over into your exhale. Nice full exhales. You might hold the intention to let go, release anything that isn't serving you, isn't serving this space today. Any thoughts, any to-dos, any energies that you brought with you in circle that don't serve this space. So, inhaling, letting your inhale really help center you in the whole of your body, physically and energetically. Exhaling, continuing this invitation to release, to set aside. To give back to the earth if it's something that you don't need to carry in life, setting aside if it's something you need to take care of later. It's a few more breaths in this way. Really taking some time to slow things down, to ground, to center. Coming into center. This has been really loud for me lately. Coming into center. Where do you go to find your center? Maybe it's in your heart. Maybe it's in your solar plexus. Maybe it's right above or below your navel. Just this simple cue, this invitation to center. It's noticing where in your body you go to center today. Really grounding into this point, using your breath to do so, to direct your whole energy, your whole focus here in your center. Centered within self. And from this point, bringing in all those parts of self, so your heart, your solar plexus, your root, your throat, your head, your crown, you're centered in self. Now starting to breathe your whole channel, bringing all those parts of self into alignment. Might sort of bring your awareness up and down your body, up and down your channel. Just bringing all those parts of self online. And holding the intention to bring them into alignment. To bring them into alignment to that highest degree that you can for today. And then from this space, your whole channel aligned. Really breathing your whole body. Some big, expansive, full breaths. It's really bringing your energy, your full consciousness into your whole body, from your crown all the way down through your feet, your seat and your chair, your chest cavity, your abdomen, your shoulders, your arms, your legs, your head, your whole body. Feeling your whole body. Maybe you feel your whole body filled with light, with breath. It's with your consciousness. Continuing those breaths to stay in self. Now we're going to start to journey downwards. So really feeling your root, your feet on the floor, your seat and your chair. Going to your root, feeling that connection to ground beneath you. Your root, rooting down from your body. Connecting into the ground beneath you. And from here, we're gonna descend, descending down through the floor, through the foundation, descending down till you meet Earth herself in the form. The dirt, the rock, the roots, the soil. It's here, living as the ground beneath you, meeting Earth here, connecting consciously, lovingly with Earth here. And if it feels right to do so, continuing to descend down further. Letting this process be an allowing, let her guide you. This isn't a forcing, this isn't you trying to get to where you want to go. This is getting out of the way as you allow Earth to guide you down. Down through the dirt, down through the rocks, down through the roots, down through the soil. Staying open and curious. Where are you being led today? What is here? What is here to meet you? Maybe there's solid rock. Maybe there's a particular rock. Maybe there's nourishing soil. Maybe there's a whole root system. Maybe there's water. Maybe there's fire. Maybe there's space. What is here to meet you today? We're going to give ourselves some time here. Maybe there's one thing in particular that meets you. Want to have a full interaction. Maybe you're guided along a whole journey. What is here for you? Their nourishment, is their guidance, is their wisdom. Giving yourself a few more moments here. Then, if you haven't yet, turning your attention to your roots. Your roots that extend directly from you, your whole self, down into the earth. Breathing into these roots, bringing that same light of your consciousness to these roots, lighting them up. And as you do, maybe you notice the way that you wish to interact with this earth. Maybe there's nourishment that these roots are ready to receive. Maybe these roots are ready to expand outward, or maybe even go deeper. Are there other roots down here, connections to be made or strengthened or pruned? Maybe these roots want to wrap around some of these rocks deep down into this earth to really firm your grounding. Maybe these roots want to reach towards water. Giving yourself another few breaths here. Be with your roots in connection to ground, to earth. Now, as you're ready, beginning your return back upwards. Back up to self. Maybe letting your roots guide you back upwards. Knowing, of course, that this does not sever any connections made. This root system, this beautiful root system, this beautiful connection to ground always exists. And coming back up into self, using your gut breath to guide you back up into your root, back up into your body, taking your time to do so. Each on your own time, returning back into your body. We are going to keep going, giving us all some time to return fully into self, fully into our bodies. Moment to recenter in self. If you need to give yourself anything here, let's take some of those deep grounding and centering breaths into our bodies. Giving everyone time to come back to center. We went to the depths. Now we're going to move into the heights. Let's keep this one really simple. Feeling like the depths was a lot, so let's keep this one very simple. So as we're grounded, centered in our bodies, invitation to come up to your crown. This invitation to open up, where we're opening up to, we have different words for it. I open to simply that light. Maybe you call it divine light. Maybe you visualize it as the sun, maybe gold sparkly light, maybe a crystal clear waterfall. Maybe there's something in particular you would wish to open up to here. Higher self, higher consciousness, an opening, invitation to open. And an invitation to feel. So maybe today we get out of the story and the imagery of what this is. An invitation to feel this connection, the opening of your crown. Maybe you feel this light coming down through your crown, down through your skull, your face, forming this beautiful connection with your body, bringing it right down into center. Your crown, that top of your head is open. You're calling this down into center. Knowing that all this really is love, light in its highest, purest form. Breathing into center. And take a few more of these breaths into center. And from this space, grounded, so deeply grounded, centered, aligned, connected to that highest light and love, in this space, we're going to shift out of practice space and into our weaving space. On your own time, bring back into the room you're in, feet planted on the floor, seat in your chair. You're in today. We're going to make our way to the screen. Meet back in circle. We can connect with one another.